Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
It is 12 minutes past five. Malcolm Campbell, good afternoon.
Hello. Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on. Hello.
How much protein do you have?
Probably not as much as you, but I'm pretty good on the diet, except having come back from holidays, I realised I weigh a bit much, so I started a diet today.
Did you?
Yes, and my husband made my lunch. Isn't he lovely? And I opened the lunch, and it was the tiniest piece of chicken ever. He said, "You weigh too much." I laughed when I rang him and said, "Oh, the lunch is small, but it's fine."
Did you go and get more?
No.
That was enough.
I was good. I've got to lose some weight.
Oh, you do not.
You know, for that summer beach body.
Oh,
isn't that what we do?
No, we've got to take away the pressure of having to have the best body in the world. Now, you're here because you are going to talk about sport.
I am.
What's been happening?
Well, I've just got to find my email to you.
Okay, before you do,
yes.
are we talking about circus arts?
No, we're not. So today? You can talk about that.
Okay, so we have the National Institute of Circus Arts in Paran. They are holding a new showcase. It's to amaze audience. It's their graduate showcase. It's called On Off,
right.
And audiences will revel in wonder and amazement as the artists perform 20 rounds of contortion. Can you contort?
No.
What about duo acrobatics?
Husband can, but I can't.
Can he?
Yeah, he's very flexible.
Oh, really?
I won't say anymore.
Tight wire?
No, I'm scared of heights.
Aerial silk?
Don't even know what that is.
Well, that's where you hang from a piece of silk.
Oh, I love that.
It's amazing.
It's
absolutely
beautiful.
Amazing. You really want to see this. Trapeze, hula hoop. Can you hula hoop?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Really well?
I've got some rhythm, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Aerial straps?
No comment.
Okay. Hoop diving?
I don't know what that is. I presume it's jumping through a hoop.
What about Chinese pole?
I don't know that one.
These all sound set like sex games.
I bet you can do this one.
What?
Acrobatic whip.
Still don't know what it is.
Still don't know what it is.
But
well,
I actually find circus arts very interesting, and it's very entertaining, and they are athletes.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. We had a couple of them in here on Joy Drive, and one of them, their skill was plate throwing. So they get up in the morning
and practice plate throwing. Well, not in a Greek restaurant.
No, not in a Greek restaurant. So the show is running from November the 29th through to December the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Nika in Paran. Malcolm, let's get on to the sport, which is what you're here for.
Yes, I found my email.
Okay, great.
The one I sent you with all the talking points.
Okay, so the first one is the AFLW.
Yes, they had some really exciting semi-finals on the weekend.
We're there.
What?
The semi-finals.
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah. Great. Semi-finals. So only four teams are left.
Okay.
And the two winning teams have now made the grand final. Where is it? I just lost it again. Oh, dear. So in an upset, actually, these were the preliminary finals. I tell a lie. They weren't the semi-finals. Brisbane Lions beat Geelong Cats by 4 points. And so they made the grand final. I think it's their fifth grand final. And the North Melbourne Kangaroos upset the Adelaide Crows by 1 point. Have made
1 point.
Yeah, 1 point at Princess Park, and have made their very first grand final. So
fantastic.
Very exciting. And so the grand final is next Sunday at Princess Park. And so it's third versus fourth, which is North Melbourne versus Brisbane. So very interesting. Melbourne team versus an interstate team.
I'm going to go for North Melbourne.
I think so. Me too.
Where is it being played?
At Princess Park.
Princess Park.
You know where that is?
Yes, I do.
Good, good.
I'm excited about it. I might even go and watch it.
You might. Well, it'll be a big crowd, so you have to get there early.
Definitely. Next, we're going to the tennis.
The tennis. Well, the Davis Cup's been played this week. Do you know what the Davis Cup is?
No.
All right. But that's the men's team competition.
Okay.
And it's, you have,
two singles matches and one doubles match.
Okay.
And Australia made the quarterfinals, which is the last eight teams. And then they won that quarterfinal against the Czech Republic. Then they played the semifinals. This is all in 1 week. Mm. Finland, they beat them, and they made the final. And they played Italy. Italy had upset Serbia in the semifinals. So Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic in the semis. And in the final, Italy were too good for us.
Oh, wow.
So they won for only the second time. The last time they won was about 47 years ago. So huge celebrations in Italy.
In Italy. Whereabouts was it played in Italy?
It was being played in Spain, actually.
Spain.
On an indoor court. Whereas I told you about the Billie Jean Cup, which is the women's tournament a few weeks ago. Italy made the final there too. So very strong Italian team tennis. They're not top of the world, but they're a good team in men's and women's.
So Davis Cup is the men's?
Yes, and the Billie Jean Cup. It used to be called the Federation Cup, but they changed it and called it after Billie Jean King. And so Canada beat Italy in that one. And that was their first win.
Fantastic.
So a very exciting time.
So next is the Australian Open next?
That's in January, yes. Yep. That's coming up.
So that's the next big one.
Oh, it is. The tennis players are now kind of on summer holidays for a bit, and then they get into some training in December and January, and then they're here.
Fantastic.
They're here before we know it.
Looking forward
Very
to
exciting.
It.
Very exciting.
Let's move on to Formula One. What's
Formula
going on
One,
there?
Well, they had the last race of the season, and Max Verstappen, he's the world champ. He won, guess how many races out of 22 for the year he won? Come on, have a guess.
10.
Higher.
15.
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah. He won 19 out of the 22 races.
Wow.
That is the most dominant season ever. And I can't remember the ones he lost, but pretty amazing. And he's the son of another Dutch driver who won a couple of races in his career, but his son has certainly eclipsed the father. So very exciting times there.
Fantastic. And I thought it was mini golf we were talking about.
Did you not read that properly?
Didn't read it properly.
Well, Australia has a top female player called Minji Lee, right? She's from Perth. Her parents are Korean, but they grew up in Perth.
Fantastic.
And when they were born in Perth. The parents decided to give them Korean names, not Australian names. Anyway, she has a younger brother called Min Woo Lee, and he is now hitting his straps, and he just won the Australian PGA, which is one of the top Australian tournaments on the weekend in Queensland. So Minji and Min Woo
are
amazing,
story.
Amazing sibling golfers.
We were just talking to the CEO of the Asylum Centre Resource Centre last hour.
Yes.
And interesting chat, and he was just talking about, you know, how our diversity in our cultures is so amazing. Amazing, particularly here in Melbourne, and he's a classic example of where these people excel.
Well, that's right, in sport especially. When you've got immigrant parents, they tend to be, the first generation tend to be really good triers, you know, they want to prove themselves. Don't know how Minji and Min Woo's kids will be, but certainly their generation.
Are you a golf player?
I was as a teenager, but not very good. No. My brother, who's younger than me, got better than me, so I gave it up.
Okay. I thought the attire would attract you.
Oh, yes, I like the attire and the 19th hole. Do you know what the 19th
hole
is? Well, you know there's 18 holes in a golf course. The 19th hole's the clubhouse bar. The bar. It didn't attract me as a youngster, but it certainly does now.
Fantastic.
Haven't you ever heard that one?
No, I've never heard of it.
That's the
best. Don't play golf.
It's the best golf hole on the course is the bar afterwards.
Hole number 19. Malcolm, you're off to the gym now?
Yes, I am.
To have your protein?
Yes.
Malcolm,
yes.
Good to see you.
Yes.
So we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, and I'll see you before.
Oh, yes, I will too.
We have something we're going to on Wednesday.
A little social occasion.
See
you there.
All right, thanks.
Bye. See you, Malcolm.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.